Dr. Myra, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Hi.
Now, tell us a little bit more about who these kind of young carers are. What responsibilities are we seeing these children dealing with?
Well, as you said, young carers are children and young people who provide substantial unpaid care to a family member with a disability, chronic or mental illness, or dependence on alcohol or other drugs. And the people they care for include parents, siblings, grandparents, extended family, but most often it's parents or siblings. And the types of care responsibilities they have can vary depending on the needs of the person in their family who requires care, but it can include things like helping with personal care, like showering or going to the toilet, administering medication, liaising with doctors and services, overseeing household administration and finances, or providing emotional support or monitoring of well-being.
How are we monitoring how many children are affected by this? Because I can imagine it would be quite a difficult statistic to come up with. It would be a difficult thing to monitor in the country.
It is a difficult thing, and the prevalence of young carers in Australia is being measured in a number of ways through kind of national statistics, but also through some smaller surveys going on, and the results tend to vary. Existing research suggests about 5 to 10% of Australian young people aged under 26 have caring responsibilities. But in our most recent research project, we conducted a nationally representative school-based survey with 5,000 children aged 8 to 14 years old. So it's that younger group of young carers. And we found that of the 5,000 students surveyed, 9% reported that they provided care for a family member with a disability, chronic or mental illness, or dependence on alcohol or other drugs. So it fits within that 5 to 10% range. But what was quite striking about our findings was that we were focusing on the younger group, 8 to 14, and that's quite a high prevalence figure for that younger group of young carers.
And how are these responsibilities and these caring actions affecting the children and their education specifically?
So in the national study that we did, we asked the students responding to the survey questions about their school engagement. So we asked them questions about whether they felt happy and safe at school, whether they enjoyed being at school and enjoyed learning, and how often they did homework. And then we compared the school engagement of young carers with the school engagement of young people without care responsibilities. And we were particularly struck by the difference in the school engagement of non-carers compared with the school engagement of young carers of a family member with a mental illness or dependence on alcohol or other drugs. So this group of young carers was significantly less likely to report feeling happy and safe at school or enjoying school. And they were also 20% less likely than those without care responsibilities to report doing homework daily.
Well, this is obviously something that needs to be addressed. These young people need more support, and there definitely needs to be something done to help them in their education and feeling safe and happy at school. Every child has the right to feel safe and happy at school. How do we begin to approach this situation? How do we begin to make sure that there is adequate support systems in place for young carers?
Yeah, well, there are already some resources to support young carers to participate in school, like a young carer bursary that's funded by the federal government, which is $3,000. But only 1,000 of these are available each year, and there are potentially hundreds of thousands of young carers. So we suggest that much more needs to be done by governments and also by schools to support young carers to feel happy and safe at school. So, for example, there's a lot that schools can do. They can do more to challenge the stigma associated with disability and illness, especially in the case of mental illness and alcohol and drug use. So this can include things like building awareness and understanding through things like developing curricula that reflect the experiences of families in which there's someone with mental illness, for example. Also, things like having a trusted person at school that young carers can talk to about their care responsibilities and support them to manage any problems they're having balancing school and care. And reviewing policies at school to make sure they're inclusive for young carers. So, for example, some schools have a no mobile phone policy, but research suggests that many young carers worry a lot about their family member at home while they're at school, and having a mobile phone means that they know that their family member can contact them in an emergency, and it can help reduce the worry that they're experiencing while they're at school.
Absolutely. Myra, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Pleasure.
That was Dr. Myra Hamilton. She's a Senior Research Fellow in Social Policy at UNSW, chatting to us about Aussie kids caring for someone with a disability or drug dependence and what needs to be done to ensure that they're supported and helped and that they feel safe and happy at school.